This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. COVID-19 variants are contributing to increased transmission and hospitalizations in Colorado. The health department tracks variants by randomly testing samples from across the state. About half have come back as the UK variant, B.1.1.7. And the state's epidemiologist says that number keeps increasing. The UK variant is more transmissible, and there is some evidence that it may cause more severe illness. One way to help people experiencing homelessness is to give them cash. The Denver Income Project is conducting a year-long study that'll do just that. Some people worry the money will go to things like drugs and alcohol. Lead researcher in the study, Jennifer Wilson, tells Colorado Matters prior research shows what people are spending the money on.
They're spending money on rent and bills. They're buying essential medication. They're paying for dental work to be done. They're buying food. They're getting a more regular supply of healthy food. They're paying for childcare. They're saving for the future. And the list goes on and on.
A similar study in Vancouver, Canada, showed a nearly 40% decrease in spending on so-called temptation goods. The Denver Broncos selected a defensive player in the first round of the NFL draft last night. With the 9th overall pick, the team chose cornerback Patrick Surtain. The defensive back played 3 seasons at the University of Alabama. Rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft are happening tonight. Fort Collins is at 80 degrees and fair. Tonight it'll be a clear night, little few clouds, but mostly clear, with a low of 47. Stay tuned. You're listening to CPR News.